We are learning Masechet Sukkah Daf Chavez and Abayz, and we're in the middle of a brisa trying to disprove Rava. Rava said they only say Chaboyt Rami if it's a tefach wide. And he brought a raya from the case of Tumma, where you only say Chaboyt Rami if it's a tefach wide. And here, the Gemara is asking Akasha, Rav Kana is asking Akasha, he's going to prove it. Rav Ashi is really asking to Rav Kana, Akasha and Rava from a brisa regarding a kaira that's in front of a mavi. So it says there also, V'chein shtei kairos hamas imos. You have two kairos, they're parallel to each other, matching each other. But loy bezuk de lekaba riach, but loy bezuk de lekaba riach. So im kabelas riach arach, vay tefach, in tzorch lave kaira charis. So let's speak this out outside first. The loch is that you need a kaira in front of a mavi. Now this kaira has to be strong enough to hold a brick. And the reason being is that it's not called a good hecker if it's not a normal beam. It can't just be a floppy beam. It has to be a real beam. Now, a beam has to be able to hold a riach. A riach is a half a levena. A levena is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Half of that is 1.5 by 3 tvachim. So a kaira has to be a tefach wide in order to hold a 1.5 wide brick. If it's 1.5, it's 1.5. Three by three and cut in half is not 1.5 by 1.5. 3 by 3 is 1.5 by 3. But Lemaisa, it's the question you ask. What you're asking is that has a tefach help. It's 1.5, so it's able to fit. It's only 1.5. Teretz is it can stick out a little bit on each side. So the tefach mill is enough. So you need a tefach to hold a riach. But let's say you have a kaira that can't hold a riach. So it says this kaira is not wide enough. It's not a tefach wide. Each one is not a tefach wide. So v'chein shtei kairos hamasimus loy bezuk de lekav riach, but loy bezuk de riach. Each one is not a tefach wide. So im mikabelas a riach l'rach voy tefach. If you put the both beams together, it's a tefach wide. In tzarch lahavi kaira charis. You don't even know the kaira. V'im lav, even if you put it together, it's not a tefach wide. Then tzarch lahavi kaira charis. You need another kaira. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, I have a kula for you. If you have two beams, they each could be very small. They could be one etzba wide each one. What do? You separate them a little from each other, and then you could put a beam on it, you could put a brick on it, and the two ends will hold up the brick. Because if you put the both beams together, it'll fall off, because it's not tefach wide. But if you spread them out a little each other, you could put the brick on top of it, and it'll hold both up. As long as it's strong enough, it's made of a material strong enough to hold it up. Even if it's 3 tvachim, you do not have to bring another kaira. Because you spread it out and it can sit on top of it and hold it up. If not, you have to bring another kaira. Let's say you have these two beams, and these two beams, either the feet of Tanakama, the cases both together, the tefach, both together. Or if you're assuming meal, if you put them far apart, you could put a beam, you could put a brick on top and hold them both up. But let's say they're not on the same level. One's up and one's down. So Rabbi Yossi says like this. If one beam is higher, one's lower. You look at the upper one, kilo, it's lower down. Or a vesavtana kilo elamayla, or the bottom one kilo it's up. Or a vad, shloita yoin elamayla me'esavama. The top one shouldn't be higher than 20 amas, because then it's not a good kaira. But tachtaina shouldn't be lamat masar, less than 10 tvachim, because it's not a good kaira. But as long as one's within 20, the other one's is higher than 10, you say that you match them up. Hazev is ever saying, shemimina chabayit rami. If they're within 20, you say chabayit rami. You say it comes down and it comes even. Va'afa gav les ve tepach. Here it doesn't have a tefach. Hey, it doesn't have a tefach because I had a tefach. You don't have to put them together. That's enough. So it has no tefach over here. And we're saying Chabay Rami. So here, Rav Ashi Tainas, I don't understand you, Rava. Rava, you hold and you put a tefach and you bring a raya from Tumma. Good, but it's only by Tumma. By Cairo, we say you don't need a tefach. It's clear. You say Chabay Rami. We had a tefach. It's a first of Raisa. So it's a kasha Rava. And for the Gemara, Amalei, Tritzvei Machi. I'll tell you how to read this Raisa. Uvad, a vad of the case is not going with Chaboyt Rami, because Chaboyt Rami needs a tefach. How here is him coming, Lamaila, one's Lamaila, one's Altona, how are we matching them up? Teretz is Lavud. If it's Lavud, which says one's within 20 Am, one's 10 Tvachim, doesn't sound like they're close to the Tvachim, so you can answer like this. Omle, Tritz Vemahachi. Uvad, Shloy Tehel Yoina Lamaila Me'esrim. The top one has to be within 20. It has to be a case where the upper one is within 20 and the tachtoina is within 3 tvachim of it. Inami, the bottom one shouldn't be lower than 10. Above 10 tvachim, but the upper one is within 3 tvachim of it. But if it's more than 3 tvachim apart, these two beams, kiven the less bay tefach, since there is no tefach width to it, you don't say chabayit rami. So that's what the Gemara answers. It's not a kasha because here it's not really chabayit rami. Here really it is lavad. And Tosfos already asked that what was being raya with Tanakama argues against Rudah. So why would they have to bring a raya from Tanakama? They argue on the Rayim, back upon him. The Gemara is answering that even fear against Rudah, it's working with the din of lavad. It's working with the din lavad. Yeah. Zok to Gemara Vayte. Mishatzilsa meruba mechamsa ksheira. It says in our Mishnah that you need more tzel than chama in order to be kosher. Hoki adadi. Let's say it's 50-50. What's the halacha? The halacha is it's psula, right? It says only if it's more tzel than chama is the kosher. That says in our Mishnah. So if it's exactly even, it's possible. Vayte Gemara Vayte idach perikin. It says in the first Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. V'shachamasa meruba metzilsa psula. It says chamasa meruba metzilsa is possible. Haki adadi, of it they're alike. It's ksheira, it's kasha. So charetastira, the first mishnah and second mishnah, and you can add on another kasha. You can add on a kasha is that what's the chiddush? It already said it in the first mishnah. We say our mishnah. So the answer is it's a stira, not the same halacha. But the problem is it's a stira. It's what's the halacha? And for the Gemara, loy kasha. Kamel Maila, Kamel Mata. We learn Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. Kamel Maila, Kamel Mata. That one's talking about the top, one's talking about the bottom. Like this. That if you have 50-50 schach on top, that means on the bottom there is more sun than shade. That's what Rashi says. The Metzius is that there's more sun on the bottom. He says, if you have 50-50 schach, on the bottom will be sunny. Therefore, it will be possible. So the only way to have kosher schach is to have on top more tzel than chama. So when it says you have to have more tzel, let's talk about the top. When it says that cham sabrum and silsa is possible, ha hadadi is good, it's on the bottom. On the bottom, if the shade thing is equal, then it's good. Because the way Rashi learns, that's a raya that on top there's more schach, and when it says there's more schach on top, that you need more schach on top is dafka because it would be even to be more chama on the bottom. Amra Papa, Hani Dami Inchi, Kazuzim Leel. If you have a coin like a zuz on top, it looks like on the bottom Kastirim Altachas. When the reflection on the bottom or the shadow on the bottom, it'll look like a sella. If you put a quarter on top, it'll look like a half a dollar on the bottom. That's what it is. A zuz and a sella, as we got one sella, four zuz. Like upon them, it's going to be bigger on the bottom when there's a sun.
Sense.
What?
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
What?
Okay, it's the other way.
Smaller on the bottom.
No. Rashi is what I'm saying.
Shanekev
rochav kashir zuz chamosay meruba lamata kashir sela. It's going on the chama. It's not going on a case of. It's just saying this. If you have an opening on top, the size of a zuz on the bottom will be the opening or size of a sela. That's what it means.
Not the shadow.
Yeah, it's not a case of a shadow. Yeah, not exactly. It's just saying if there's sunny on top, that size. It'll be open on the bottom that much. Yeah, I misspoke by saying the shadow. Yeah, so it means if it's open on the bottom that size, 2 inches will be 3 inches on the bottom. And I was just giving an example because Zuzam Le'el, Kastira looks like Kastira Melatachas. So to Gemara Vaita, one more Gemara for the Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Hamauva Kimin Bayis. If it's thick, the sign is thick like a bayis. So it says the price of this. Turn up on him. If it's very thick like a bias, even though you can't see the kechavim, it's still kosher. If you can't even see any sun inside it, it's so dark inside, it's like the night, in the middle of the day. So then it's machlokes. Beishamei poislim or beisilma achshirim. Beishamei holds it's possible. Beisilma holds kosher because beishamei holds that's not a sukkah anymore. That loses the shame sukkah. If it's this dark, it loses shame sukkah. That's what Yishami says. Now here we spoke at the Yishami. Here the Rosh is over here. The Rosh says, "Bidah Yishami." He says, "Yishami, adon amris tzrichin hakachavim nirim etaycha." That's what you need. You need that you be able to see the kachavim when you're sitting in the sukkah. And that's how the din lechatchila is. You should see, be able to see the kechavim. It means dafka. Obviously, you can see through it. You can see the. It doesn't mean that you actually see stars. You don't look through the stars. That it's not strong. It's not covered enough that you can see stars. That's what it means. And I read it with the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Lamed Aleph Sif Gimel, where he brings down this halacha. It says, "Derech hasichuch liyas kal." The derech is to make schach weak. Kedei sheyiru imenu kechav magadolim. That you should be able to see the stars. That's the Mechaber Paskins. Hoisim uovekimin bayis. Avishin chonir v'sechik shera. If it's very thick. Even if you can't see it, it's kosher. But it is a din lechatchila to make the schach a little bit kal and not so thick, so you should be able to see the kechavim. We'll stop here. Mitzvah 7. The next year, we'll stop with the Mishnah.